love. This is live. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Diva Speaks. Relationships with Angelo Potariel. Yes, this is my first time going live and being live on the channel. I'm super excited, but I'm a little bit nervous because I can't stop it. I can't do over. Thank goodness that you guys, I just did this whole live and didn't even have the camera on. It was a hot mess. But anyway, welcome to my very first Talk That Talk edition of Diva Speaks Relationships. Yes, this is where I get a letter and I read it, chop it up, I give you my feedback, and then we continue to move on with our lives and the rest of our day, honey, because those are our problems. At least I hope not for the one that we are going to be reading today. Now, I do have to advise you that this letter wasn't sent to me. This is a letter that's floating around social media and on the different social media platforms. So I just thought that it's worth mentioning, it's worth reading, and it's just worth putting it out there. But again, welcome to the Diva Speaks Relationships Talk Show, the Talk That Talk edition. You know, this is all about the letters. This is my very first time going live. I'm a little bit nervous. Yes, a girl can get nervous. But I finally discovered how to do it. And I am just super excited to be able to come to you guys from here on out. And we can do it live together. You and me together. That's where we should be. Listen, grab a couple of people. Text a couple of people. Let them know the Diva Angelo Potariel is live on the air. No deal, no do-overs, no takes. Now, I will make this available. I'm going to make it available on the different social media platforms for those who do not have an opportunity to tune in or, you know, check out the show, because I really didn't give any promo for it. I kind of just put it out there yesterday and I just kind of popped up because I didn't give it time because I've been so nervous. Oh, my goodness. So nervous. You know, sometimes I think transparency is key to people connecting with you. So this is me just connecting with you. Child, I didn't want to give you no time. And no, I was like, I get there when I get there. And you know, from here on out, I will announce the time because I've made the first step, right? Sometimes conquering challenges and overcoming something, the biggest step to take is that first step and just get it over with. And I'm living proof of this moment right here. So listen, tell everybody, you know, the Diva's live on the channel. I just may do so right now. No, I'm not, because you have my undivided attention. I don't know where you're watching me from, but Diva Speaks Relationships is out of the Queen City, Charlotte, North Carolina. It is a beautiful day in Charlotte. Yes, it is. The sun is shining. The weather is just gorgeous, and I plan on, you know, getting outside, doing a little shopping, because I need some more big earrings. I do. I'm shopping for the earrings today and a few other items. So I plan to be outside soaking up the sun. Okay, sucking up that oxygen, just living the best life that I can possible today. And I hope the same for you as well. And let me just circle back. For those of you who are new to the channel, and maybe I'm new to you, maybe you're just not discovering me and all that comes with me, but here's what's going on with me. You can find the Diva Speaks Relationships talk show in a number of places. First and foremost, you'll always find my talk show here on the channel. Some of the hot content and the fan favorites, as well as my latest, will be streaming in the latest live stream. And then you can find it in the video on demand section. So always check the video on demand section for the latest shows. Also, the Diva Speaks Relationship Talk Show airs on Access 21. That is the local television station here in Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm blessed to be a part of that phenomenal station and network. As a result of my affiliation with Access 21, my show airs every second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, once again on Access 21. And okay, if you missed it, don't worry about it. The station will eventually put, not eventually, within like 3 days of my show airing, they will put it in the video on demand section if you miss it. And then you have it in my video on demand section if you miss it. And you can live stream it that night, or you can live stream it, you know, when it airs on my channel. But I want to talk about my connections with the station also gives me access to the talk show airing on Spectrum Cable Channel 21 and AT&T UVerse Channel 99. Same time slot, same day, second and fourth Friday of the month at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And now that just goes to show that who you connect yourself to, who you affiliate yourself with, matters. Your connections matter, whether that's in business or your personal life. When you align yourself with something, you better be ready not only to reap the benefits, but the consequences of a bad decision to align yourself with something that could end up disastrous for you. But my affiliation with the local television station here affords me the opportunity to have my talk show air on the major cable networks. And for that, I'm truly blessed. So once again, you can find the Diva Speaks Relationships talk show on Access 21's Roku channel, the live stream, the video on demand section, the Diva Speaks Relationships Roku channel, the Diva Speaks Relationships video on demand section, as well as Creole TV, Spectrum Cable, and AT&T UVerse channel 99. That is a lot. That is a mouthful. So, ooh, child, I hope you got it. But if you didn't, don't worry about it. Be sure to follow me on all my social media platforms, because I very frequently give you that information as a reminder. I let you know when I got new content coming out. I let you know when I got a new podcast episode coming out. That's right, Diva Speaks Relationships Podcast is available wherever you get your podcasts from. I've been afforded the opportunity as well to have access to the video podcast on Spotify. So some of my older television shows, my older Diva Speaks Relationship Ministry televised shows are now being forwarded over to my Spotify account, so you can get that spiritual supplement and encouragement that you need if you're just on the go and you just have access to the podcast or a podcast platform, and you're not sitting in front of a television, you don't have access to Roku at the moment, you want something that's gonna motivate you, encourage you, and allow you to be built up to face whatever you're facing, you can tune in and catch all of that. Okay, follow me on my social media platforms. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, Diva Speaks Relationships Podcast. Once again, it's available wherever you get your podcast from and everywhere else I am. Woo, that was a lot. So let's get into it. But you know what? I got my water. I used to say this a lot, but now I'm going to say it again. Stay hydrated, people. A lady never walks around thirsty. I have some shopping to do today. Okay. So I told you, like, this letter that I got. Now, this one is not, it wasn't addressed to me at all, okay? It wasn't. But it's one of those letters, my goodness. Like, how can we not talk about it? And I wanted it to be my breakout letter for going live with you guys, okay? I'm going to tell you, it's a hot mess. Oh, and by the way, since we're live, I may have to stop or whatever if the television, it gets a little bit out of control. So again, this letter is not to me, but it's floating, it's out there, and you guys, let's get into it. So a husband wrote this letter, and it's been making its rounds as it should, because it's a hot stank mess. Okay. It's captioned, "My wife poops in the shower." Again, the letter is captioned, oh my goodness, "My wife poops in the shower." So let's get into this letter. The writer writes in and says, "My wife poops in the shower and stomps it down the drain." Okay, not a joke. She recently told me this, and I've been living with it for weeks now. She even broke the news to me while laughing about it. Oh my goodness. "You know what a waffle stop is?" she asked me as she laughed and laughed so hard she started crying. Oh my goodness. "I feel disgusted and betrayed. I can't even look at her over breakfast anymore before I head off to work. And while I'm at work, all I can do is wonder to myself, is she doing it right now? Apparently, this has been going on for years. Says she uses all scented candles she obsessively buys online to mask the smell. I work 12 to 15 hour days, so plenty of time to cover up her shit stink. A few times we've had to snake the drain due to a clog. Now I know why. I'm not sure I can live this life anymore. Hoocha! This is a mess. This is a mess. This is a hot ass mess. And there's no Christian way to say it. There's no, it's just a mess is a mess. Call a spade, it is what it is. I don't know these people. Again, this letter was not forwarded to my inbox, but I will say to this man, this gentleman, and anyone living in this set of circumstances, I don't believe in abandoning relationships or marriages. You know, if you've been rocking with me for a while, I'm all about protecting your relationship and your family, okay? But this is a situation that's unhealthy for the both of them. I would encourage you to sit her down and have a conversation about how unhealthy and this is poor hygiene. It's unsanitary. Something is wrong with her. The elevator is not going all the way up to the top with this woman. And the part of the letter that it says, apparently this has been going on for years. You mean to tell me she's been stumping her shit down the drain for years? There is something bigger at play here, if you ask me. And I'm not a licensed professional. I'm not a head doctor. I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist. But it don't take some alphabets behind my name to know that something is wrong with this woman. The part of the letter that he states that he says that she laughed so hard she started crying. He feels disgusted and betrayed. There's nowhere in the letter. There's no point in the letter. At no point in the letter did he say that he sat her down and had a conversation with her. He's probably dumbfounded and speechless, which makes me think you really didn't sit her down and let her know how disgusted you are by what you have been told. You need to let her know this is unhealthy. You got a problem. And you need to fix this problem right away. You don't really have a lot of time. Because I've been living in this shit for so long that I probably don't even realize how bad the smell is because I've become immune to it. You know, people, there is a saying that goes, if you sit in shit for too long, eventually you won't smell it anymore. It'll stop smelling, right? I think this literally applies to this man, this marriage, and this household, which is unfortunate. It's unfortunate that her mental health and wellness has been unchecked for years, that she's been thumping her shit down the drain. Something's not right. I would encourage you or anyone in your shoes to not only have the conversation with her first and give her an opportunity to correct the problem, but also proactively go out and seek professionals to help her deal with whatever her issues are, because there's something wrong and disconnected within her. Trust me. Trust me, something's not right. Therapy, she's gonna need it, and you're gonna need it too. And you're gonna need some couples counseling. Something has definitely fallen by the wayside. I'm not sure if it's childhood traumas at play here. Something has happened. She mentally checked out, because I just can't imagine any woman in her right mind really doing that and doing it for years and being at the point that you think it's laughable and to tell your man. I mean, most of us don't even want our husbands to know we pass gas. Okay? And if we're in there doing our business, you know, relieving ourselves of the solids, you definitely trying to fan away the phone before he comes in behind you. But this woman sat there across the table and told her man that she waffles thumps for shit down the shower drain. Something is wrong. wrong. And I'm gonna tell you something, if you know you can't live with it, I'm just asking that anyone who may be in this set of circumstances or something very similar, have the conversation with the other person first. Please allow that person the opportunity to try and explain, if there is an explanation, how did they get to this point, and an opportunity to fix it, turn it around. You know, find a solution. Definitely find a therapist. And don't you dare try to handle this without professional help being involved. Because again, I can't say this enough. Something is wrong. The elevator ain't going all the way up to the top with any human being that thinks that this is okay. And then I would get her some classes on, you know, better housekeeping too. You know, or YouTube it, Google it, find out, you know, tips, help her, buy some books, go to Barnes and Nobles on how to be a better housekeeper. You know, on top of getting some help to help identify what those mental issues could be that are going on inside of her that has went unchecked and unresolved for years, and it seems like it's festering. So make sure that you get the help. But definitely no one should be put in a situation where they're living in a household that's not being maintained, where you have feces in the shower. I mean, I don't know how unsanitary that could be and what could be the result of that. I mean, have the two of you been experiencing any kind of, you know, sickness or illness, child? I don't know, and I don't want to know. But for those of you who are just tuning in, let me end the show by reading the letter once more, because it is a stank mess, a hot mess. The writer wrote in and he captioned it. It's a husband, right? He says, "My wife poops in the shower. My wife poops in the shower and stumps it down the drain. Not a joke. She recently told me this and I've been living with it for weeks now. She even broke the news to me while laughing about it. You know what a waffle stump is?" she asked. As she laughed and laughed so hard, she started crying. Oh, she thought it was cute. "I feel disgusted and betrayed. I can't even look at her over breakfast anymore before I head off to work. And while at work, all I can do is wonder to myself, is she doing it right now?" Apparently, this has been going on for years. She says she uses all scented candles she obsessively buys online to mask the smell. "I work 12 to 15 hour days, so plenty of time to cover up her shit stink. A few times we've had to snake the drain due to a clog. Now I know why. I'm not sure I can live this life anymore." While I was reading the letter once again, as we get ready to wrap up and go and enjoy our Saturday, I was thinking, if she's doing this, I mean, what other areas of her hygiene and housekeeping is affected by this? And what does your sex life look like if a woman doesn't see any problem with stumping her shit down the shower drain? I mean, oh yeah. I just refuse to believe the poor hygiene is just contained within the bathroom and the shower. I'm thinking, if you really think about it or take a look outside, a step outside of your situation, I'm pretty sure there's poor housekeeping abroad. I'm pretty sure she's not the most sanitary person out there. So again, please seek the professional help. No one should be living like this. I'm not sure what could be, you know, how it could affect you health-wise, but definitely something is wrong and disconnected upstairs for your wife. This has been Talk That Talk with Diva Speaks Relationships. My name is Angela Potterell. It has been my ultimate pleasure to come to you live today. Happy Saturday. With the Talk That Talk edition, stay tuned, because guess what? I'm trying to get you guys familiar with the Talk That Talk, but as we move forward, we'll be addressing letters that feel familiar to most relationships and or marriages, issues and challenges that most have gone through or are going through. So just stay tuned and stay connected, and don't forget what I mentioned at the beginning of the show, as I was giving you the list of affiliations that Diva Speaks Relationships has with other networks and cable networks, that your connections matter. Who you align yourself with matters. Again, professionally and in your personal life, a lot of people take their connections for granted, or they don't put too much thought in them. And then you wonder why certain areas of your life are not thriving, or you're stagnant in, or it seems if it happens to one person in your clique or your circle, that it kind of has a domino effect and everyone in the clique or the circle is going through that. Could you have an infected source? Are you aligning yourself, or aligning you as a couple or unit, aligning yourselves with other couples who do not fit God's design or plan for your marriage? Okay? If you value the word of God, if you value honoring the biblical principles that are set out, that are outlined for the husband, the wife, and the marriage, and what role God plays in the union and the covenant, then definitely aligning yourself with couples who give no thought to breaking vows, breaking covenants, is going to trickle down and affect you. If not, you're going to be in the same boat. Who you connect yourself with, who you allow access to you, who you allow to speak to you, to speak over you, that matters. Who you're venting to, that matters. Who you allow in your home, that matters. Who you allow to pray for you matters. Oh my goodness, you have to be so intentional these days with the people that you're even asking to pray for you or to pray over you, because the enemy is just alive. He is the master of disguises. Some of these people that are praying, or you think are praying for you, are praying on you. They are, you think they are praying for you. P-R-A-Y. They are praying on you. P-R-E-Y. You better get intentional. Because if you don't, you're going to start seeing the enemy manifest in your marriages and your relationships. And before you know it, you may not have one. You may not have one. Stop thinking because people, the length of a connection or the length of a friendship holds more weight than your covenant. You need to question them. Why do you think that your friendships or other connections should hold just as much weight as your covenant, instead of honoring the word of God? Because the word of God says in 1 Corinthians 15:33, that bad associations cause useful habits. And if you're around people, whether that's single or couples, who do not fit your vision for your marriage, or fit your future, you need to rethink that thing. And a lot of you may give some resistance and push back and be like, well, you know, I'm not into judging people. The Bible says don't judge. Yeah, it does. But it also says do not be misled. Bad associations cause useful habits. So how the hell are you supposed to determine if they're bad association if you're not examining the behaviors? You better get wise, people, because what you know, you are held accountable for. You are held accountable, and you actually have to deal with the consequences of your decisions. I don't want to, you know, get on my soapbox, but I just wanted to use the example of Diva Speaks relationship with the local television station here, and how that relationship, how that affiliation opens, you know, bigger doors for the talk show to air on. So make sure you tell a couple of people about the Talk That Talk edition, the live stream. Yes, I'm live in real time. It is, hold on. It is 1:03 p.m. in the Queen City. So if you're watching me right now, based on where you're at, you know this is live. Later on, I'm going to push it through to all of the platforms so that people can see what they missed, because I do understand that a lot of people didn't get noticed. I didn't give a time. I was so nervous. I was like, if I mess this up, I don't need too many people watching. But I will go ahead and download this and distribute it to the platforms that I have created. So for those of you who missed it and who would love the opportunity to watch it live, you will be afforded that viewing pleasure. So I hope you guys have a wonderful Saturday. Enjoy this weekend. Oh my goodness, it's beautiful outside. I got some shopping to do because I need bigger earrings, okay? I need some bigger earrings, and I just love you. So I got a few places in mind I'm gonna hit today. I think I'm gonna hit some thrift stores today. So happy thrifting to all of you who plan on doing the same thing today. It has been my pleasure. My name is Angela Potarreal. Thank you for stopping by and tuning in, and I will see you soon. Toodles.